You're listening to IPR's Morning Edition. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. Isolation is one of the biggest triggers for people in addiction recovery, which is why socially distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic is making this an especially hard time for some. Matt Zerilli is the Recovery Center Manager for Addiction Treatment Services in Traverse City. He joins me this morning. Hey, Matt.
Morning.
Matt, the coronavirus crisis is really a challenging time for everybody, but especially for those recovering from addiction. Why is isolation so harmful for people trying to work their way through addiction?
Well, there's a lot of theories about addiction, and one of the theories that we operate on over at Addiction Treatment Services is that the opposite of addiction isn't necessarily abstinence. The opposite of addiction is connection. It's very much a disease of bad connections with your community, with substances, and we try to really have a supportive community feeling around recovery. And of course, it's challenging when you have to physically distance. So it's been a little bit of a shock to all of us.
Matt, why do people tend to isolate when working their way through an addiction?
Addiction is so stigmatized. There's so much shame and guilt and low self-esteem associated with the compulsiveness of addiction that it can really force people. I know as someone in long-term recovery myself, it's one of the first indicators that I'm having a tough time as I start to isolate and kind of distance myself from other people because of guilt and shame.
How has all of this changed the way you do recovery, Matt?
Well, it's really, as we try to mention every day, it's caught everybody by surprise, and we're all going through it simultaneously. One of the encouraging things is we've seen groups and activities that are recovery-related make a lot of services online available, Zoom meetings available. We keep an updated list of all the Zoom meetings and live Facebook meetings that are available in the community on our page. But it's really forced people to find those connections in whatever way they can, to check in with their people more, to be more aware of that low level of stress that we're all experiencing right now with the lack of connection, and really trying to, you know, find a way to cope with that on a daily basis. It's been a real challenge.
You run The Porch, it's called. It's an outreach center from ATS. And normally you'd have all sorts of activities going on for people to come gather, just sort of a safe place for people to come and gather. That's obviously shut down during this time. So what else have you been doing to reach out to people during this time?
Well, our goal really has been to keep the spirit of The Porch alive through, Facebook and Zoom, obviously, which everybody has kind of gone over to an online method. But we have a daily check-in we do every day during the week at 10:30 a.m. where we're trying to put content out there. We have guests. We're really just trying to connect with people and let them know that they're not alone. And Addiction Treatment Services is still operating. We want people to know that they can call into the Access Center and get placed into one of our services in some way or another. All of our services are operating, whether by telemedicine, all of our inpatient services are still operating. So it's really just getting the message out there that we are still here and available and trying to work through this as best we can.
Matt, you just told us that connection is really important for people recovering from addiction. What other sorts of coping mechanisms are there now that connecting with people is a little bit more challenging?
We've really been focusing on a lot of mindfulness activities. We've been leading some meditation exercises online. We've been leading some exercise and just kind of basic daily activities that you could do to stay occupied, to stay healthy. We've encouraged people that if they know of someone who needs to be checked in with every day, to let us know, or if they want to be one of those people that are reaching out to check in with people that are in early recovery every day. We want to get that grassroots connection network going, which has been working out pretty well. And we want people to know that they can check in with us or also be one of those people.
Are you worried or concerned about seeing people relapse during this time?
I am really concerned about a lot of people that I haven't seen in a few weeks. And we're really trying to get out there and check in on a daily basis with those folks and make sure they know that we're available. They're not alone. And this is affecting all of us in a lot of unexpected ways.
Matt, you mentioned ATS does still have the inpatient programs that are still operating during this time. And another thing you said was during the pandemic, drinking alcohol is up, drug use is also up. Are you seeing an increase in people coming in to these inpatient programs right now because of the pandemic?
We've seen it pretty much stay consistent with before the pandemic, but we are preparing for what we can only anticipate to be a large spike in service use after the pandemic.
Matt Zirilli is the Recovery Center Manager for Addiction Treatment Services in Traverse City. Matt, thanks.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
And for more information about The Porch, there's a link posted at our website. Just go to iprnews.org.